So I've been happy we are on our third week on this series, Run This Way. Run This Way. This title was taken not only from the Bible, but also from the Run DMC and Aerosmith music, Walk This Way. Right? Run This Way. So throughout this series, I've been quoting Carl Jung in his book, The Practice of Psychotherapists, where he said, one third of the people that are coming to him are not suffering from any clinically definable neurosis, but simply from the aimlessness and meaninglessness of life. And he went on to state that he would not object to say that purposelessness is the mental illness of our day. Purposelessness is the mental illness of our day. Ponder upon that for a second. That purposelessness, aimlessness, meaninglessness of life is the mental illness of our day. I mean, if I get it right, Carl is saying to live life without a purpose is insanity. It's being cuckoo. To live life without purpose is to be crazy. So now you might challenge Carl Jung and say, well, that's just one opinion. I get that. But look at the signs. Look at the signs. A young man is walking to a Walmart looking for Mexican to kill. A young man from the Middle East is joining ISIS looking for people to kill. Young men and young women are getting in gangs looking for somebody to kill. You know why they're doing that? They are not crazy. They are not crazy. They are all looking to be part of a great cause. That's what they're looking for. To be part of a great cause. They are looking for purpose and meaning. Something to live for or to die for. So good or bad, they cling to an ideology as it gives meaning to them and purpose. That's what Carl Jung is saying. It's not that they are truly mentally crazy. No, they are looking for something to cling to, something of meaning, something of purpose. You think this young man who walk into that Walmart, this person who just take a gun and start shooting at people, you don't think that they know they're going to get arrested or die? No, but whether they get arrested or die, they know that they believe in their mind, they're doing it for a purpose, something to cling for, something to be known for. By the way, Carl Jung's assessment is not new. God has made this diagnosis of men long ago. In 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 27, this is what the Bible says. God give us, you and me, a stiff warning regarding purposelessness and meaninglessness. He says, do you not know that in a race all runners run, but only one gets the prize? Everyone who competes in the game goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last. But we do to get a crown that will last forever. Therefore, again, whenever you come to the word of God, you see therefore, you ask, what is therefore? Therefore. Therefore, I do not run like someone running aimlessly. I do not fight like a boxer beating the air. No, I strike a blow to my body. And I make it my slave so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified. You're smart people. I know most of you get this, but if there's like one or two that does not get it, I spent yesterday trying to write this according to James' destiny. I think this is what the Bible is saying. If I was rewriting this, say, are you clueless? Do you not know? Are you clueless? Don't you know that even in track and field, those who line up to run have a purpose? And they don't just show up on the day of the race. They spend days, weeks, months, and years preparing for it. Now that's how to live life. Not like someone who wakes up and go for a run like they have nowhere to go or nothing to lose or to do or someone who gets in a gym shadow boxing as if no one is heading back. I got news for you. Life hits back. Life hits back, and it hits hard. It will knock you out if you are not prepared for it. So I warn you for your own sanity, don't live life without a purpose. Furthermore, these people who run track and field and box in a ring, they go through all that to get a prize that will not last. That is only about here and now. But life is not just about here and now. It is about eternity. So run this way. Run this way. That's what the Bible is saying. Run with purpose. Have a purpose no matter what age you are. Whether you're 4 or you're 40. Whether you're 5 or 50. Have a purpose for your life. So now that the Bible has spoken, let me repeat my question to you as I've been asking for the past 3 weeks. What is your purpose? What is your purpose in this life? Especially in the areas that matters. Husband, what is your purpose for your family? Wife, what is your purpose for your marriage life? What is your purpose, your finance, your career, your relationship with God? What is it? Do you have one? Do you have a purpose? If not, why not? If not, why not? And if not, you need one. You need a purpose, because the Bible makes it clear why you need a life purpose. People who live on purpose don't wish to win in life. They are certain to win in life. People who have a purpose, they don't wish and hope that they could win in life. They win in life. With all this confidence in the world, Apostle Paul says, now, because I do not run like someone running aimlessly, because I do not fight like a shadow boxer, now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. Don't you wish to live life with such certainty? I mean, just think about it. Listen to how he's talking. He's saying now. Listen to the word. Listen to how it begins. Now, there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, and he goes in the future, will award it. He doesn't have it yet, but he's certain of it. He's certain of it because he has purpose. And he knew how he ran his life. Because he had purpose, he does not run life aimlessly. He does not live life like a boxer that doesn't have an opponent. See, because I live life this way, because I live my life this way, I am certain. That's the certainty that you should live your life with. Don't you wish you know how your marriage is going to end before you even start? You have to decide. I think one of the best things that myself and Becky had ever done after we got married is right after the honeymoon, we didn't know anything. But we sat down and said, in the living room, we didn't have much furniture. And we said, what is this marriage going to look like? This is how we're going to fight. We're not going to fight to win. We're going to fight to solve a problem. This is how we're going to do this. We didn't know anything. We were kids. But I just knew if we didn't have a purpose for our marriage, we were asking for trouble. And in fact, many times that I go over the line and she pulls me back and says, hey, remember what we said. Or many times she goes over the line, I pull her back and say, remember what we said. Remember what we promised would happen here. You gotta live life on purpose, because it's only when you live life on purpose you can have certainty. And I'm not just saying this because God, I'm saying this because the word of God says so. Listen to what Paul says. Paul says, I'm not the only one that can live with certainty that I'm going to win, that I win. He says, you too can do it. Verse 8, in the same verse at the end. And not only me. Did you hear that? Not only me, but also to all. Not only me. This is not something that is saved for a favored few or God favors me. No, it's for all. Anyone who wants it can get it. Anyone who wants to win in life can win. But if you're going to win, you have to live life on purpose. But the question is, okay, Pastor James, I understand what you're saying, but where do I start? Where do one start? I'm glad you asked. Apostle Paul says there are three things we must do. Three steps you must take. Three life's rules you must follow. And if this is found in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7. And for those of you who are not here for the last 2 weeks, I'll run through it to get to the rest of the sermon. This is what he says. He says, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. And I have kept the faith. Let me say it again. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Pastor Paul says three simple steps. Fight the good fight. Finish the race. Keep the faith. You must choose to fight the good fight. Apostle Paul says. You fight the good fight by setting your life's purpose. So if somebody were to ask you, how do you find your life purpose? Well, then I'll say what I said to you last week. Sit down for a second and say, if I were to be able to know what people are going to say about me when I die, or what will be written on my tombstone, what would I want it to be? You know, as I made the joke last week, you know, when in funeral in the United States, everybody's a saint. The guy could be the worst person in the world, but the moment they die, they turn to be a saint. And I'm sitting at this funeral, I'm like, we all knew him, right? I mean, we all knew her, right? I'm sure, are we talking about the same person? You want people to, what they're saying is true about you. What would that look like? What would you want that be? Pastor Paul said you must choose to fight it. You must set your life's purpose. If you don't already know, let me tell you, life is mean. If you're not ready to fight, it will knock you out. So instead of sitting around and complain, fight. Fight with all your strength and might. No matter how dark life gets, you don't give up. You know, the darker he gets during the night, it's hope the sun is going to rise. Let me say that again. The darker it gets during the night, it's about the moment where the sun is going to rise. So no matter how dark your life may be right now, don't give up. You might give up before a second or two before the sun rises in your life. So fight. Fight the good fight. Don't give up. Don't give up on your children. Don't give up on your career. Don't give up on your marriage. Don't give up.